Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andreata from the University of Arizona Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science. Today, I am honored and delighted to interview Chelsea Mendoza from the University of Arizona. How's it going, Chelsea?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So, Chelsea, let's talk about the laboratories that you're part of and the research you're doing at the University of Arizona.
I'm a team member in the Bilingual Phenology Laboratory.
Can you define what that laboratory is and what they do?
We focus on the phonetic accuracy of elementary school children and specifically compare the phonetic accuracy in bilingual Spanish-English speaking children to monolingual speaking children.
When you say phonetic accuracy, you're referring to?
At what rate and how accurate students are able to reach target words at their level of education and age level.
What are target words?
Target words can vary in complexity, the certain consonants that the student is able to produce.
What are the ultimate goals of the program?
The ultimate goal is to reduce the health disparities with bilingual English, Spanish speaking children because they are currently only being assessed in one language, which is English.
Are we missing how much they know because they're only being tested in English?
Exactly. So the goal is to come up with a way to test the full accuracy of these children and the full potential.
Ah, that's so cool. If you're a bilingual student and a bilingual child, you know two languages, which is awesome. But then when you grow in school and in your formal education, you're only being tested in English, which only allows you to show less than you really know.
Exactly.
And you're working in with elementary school students for that?
Yes, I am actually excited to begin to observe the actual fieldwork and go to the elementary school next week.
What does the research and fieldwork look like?
I believe they take the students into a certain section of the classroom and then administer these tests by presenting pictures in PowerPoints showing different animals, children's book pictures, and things that they can point to and identify easily so that they are able to produce that word.
You're working in this phonetics lab, but you're an environmental science major. What are your professional goals?
My ultimate goal is to become an environmental lawyer. I've always wanted to combine my interest for litigation and the environment and the natural world together, so I found that that would be the best way to do it.
To essentially advocate for the environment. One thing that I think is interesting is that the linguistics lab that you're in is trying to reduce health disparity. Can you describe the connection between bilingual health disparity and language?
Definitely. There's a big interconnection with the health of children and the challenges they face in their environment, their school environment specifically, and also the challenges humans face around the world with racial injustices with the environment and as well as environmental injustices that they face every day.
When you're studying for your exams or just hanging out, what are you listening to? Do you have a favorite band or a favorite song?
Yeah, my favorite band is the Cranberries. Beyonce is my favorite artist, though, okay. So my ultimate favorite song would be I Was Here.
Queen Bee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You are doing cross-discipline research, and it's very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for choosing KXCI. Thesis Thursday is a mini program that's produced locally for KXCI by people who care deeply about sharing the voices of our community. KXCI is currently in our December fundraising campaign. Because you value this local independent media source, we encourage you to give a gift today at kxci.org.